Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cliff Averill, 5 years with Detroit, 5 years with Seattle, a Pro Bowl, the championship ring as well. And get his thoughts on what remains in free agency, some of the offseason stories. And Cliff is back here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Cliff, how you doing, buddy? You staying safe?
Yes. Just staying out the way is my philosophy right now. Just staying out the way, being in the house all day. How you guys doing?
Well, that's a good way to frame it, man. Staying out of the way. I'm going to trademark that. That's a really good way. Just stay the hell out of the way. I got you. We're good, man.
We're doing the exact same thing. We've been broadcasting for home for a week now. And, I mean, maybe a couple times I've been out to run or play with the kids. But other than that, we've been stuck in the house. We just saw that you donated $50,000 to help coronavirus, the spread of it up in on your neck of the woods. You know, tell us about that. That's a big deal because every dollar helps, especially with all of the resources that are needed for this.
Most definitely. You know, obviously I live here in Seattle now. I've been blessed to do a lot of fun things on the football field, you know, here for the city of Seattle, but also, you know, off the field it's important for outside of the football field, I guess. It's important for us to be able to give back. And for me, you know, through these times, you know, there's schools are closed and you know, a lot of these jobs and businesses are shut down. But a lot of these kids, man, in the inner city and different things like that, a lot of these kids, like, they depended on lunch. They depended on breakfast as their meals for the day, and including for the parents as well. So for me, I wanted to take a step further. You know, there's a few different organizations here in Seattle, the Boys and Girls Club for one. You know, they still have 150 kids that are coming in to get those meals, you know, that they've missed out on for because of school. So I decided I wanted to donate some money there and you know, donate money for the rest of the month, for a month straight, to be able to feed these kids, and hopefully they're back at school within that next month. You know, just providing that meal for these guys. And then another couple other organizations essentially doing the same thing, but some of those are actually taking meals back home to their families, feeding over 500 families with communities and schools and different things like that. So just a wide range of different things, man, and just trying to do my part, you know, understanding that a lot of people, you know, it's hard times for a lot of people right now without jobs. And feeding their kids and different things like that. So we got to do our part to help out a little bit.
It's a great gesture. It's a great cause. It's an important cause. I love that you're doing that, man. And let's face it, you, like us, we're in New Jersey, and we, as Tiki just said, we've been doing our shows from home for the last week or so, but our studio's in downtown Manhattan, and we're not going there for the foreseeable future. But like you, you're in an area where the coronavirus has hit very hard. The state of Washington, we know about that. That's really, I don't want to say that that's the origin. I certainly wouldn't go there in terms of the states, but that was the first mark where we're like, wow, the nursing home, and there were so many illnesses and there were some deaths. I mean, it's got to seem almost surreal, just the imagery of empty streets. And I don't know if everybody in our country fully feels it yet, and hopefully they don't. We feel it, and you have to be feeling it up there in the great Pacific Northwest as well.
No question. I mean, I talked back to some of my family members back in Florida just a week or two ago, and a lot of them are like, you know, they're asking me, like, what do you mean your kids are out of school? Like they've been out of school for 3 weeks now. Now your kids are out of school, you know, this last week. So it's just a different perspective. But, yeah, man, right here in my backyard, literally, you know, 15 minutes away from where we live was where the first death was at, you know. So, yeah, we're seeing it in real time. We're seeing what's going on. We're seeing how it's affecting the city. You know, they're shutting down all the bars, restaurants, and everything. And it's essentially become a ghost town in a sense, you know. And it's just different more so than anything. But, again, the right thing to do is to stay away and having, you know, just distance from people and whatnot and just staying at the house. And hopefully we can, you know, kind of minimize what it would have been if everybody didn't know what was going on, you know. So we're just trying to play our part by staying at home, and hopefully this is a few weeks thing and get back to life as we know it.
So we're talking to Cliff Avril. You know, Cliff, I wanted to ask you this, and we'll get some football stuff here. We'll eventually get to Jadeveon Clowney, but, you know, DK Metcalf, when he was drafted, and we all know his freak combine numbers, workout numbers,
yeah.
You know, it looks like Zeus, but can he run the precise route? Does he have the hands? Mm-hmm. Is he polished enough? I got to tell you, man, I know that Russell certainly accelerated his development. That's just because Russell Wilson's special. He was a lot more polished and a lot more NFL-ready than anybody thought. How good is this kid going to be when he actually learns how to play, if you know what I mean?
And that's the thing, man. It's impressive. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. Going into the season, I was one of those guys that was more of, not saying he couldn't accomplish what he did, but yep. More of, this is a run-first offense, and he's not going to get that many balls thrown his way, so we can't expect his numbers to be outrageous. We can't expect him to go get us, you know, 600-700 yards, because he wasn't the first wide receiver, and he wasn't the first option, and then on top of, you know, being more of a run-first offense. But to see what he did last year was pretty impressive. I mean, I pretty much went to every home game and just watched it up close and personal. Some of the catches he was going out there and making, him blocking downfield. If you look at some of these runs, you know, he's manhandling some of these quarterbacks, you know, and some of these safeties as well. So extremely impressive. You know, I think the big thing is going to be for him, you know, going into that sophomore year with some success, off-season of everybody knowing who you are and all these different things. And then on top of, you know, obviously not being able to get the right work in right now, how do you adjust to all this fame and the start, you know, all this stuff that comes with what you did as a rookie is going to be the big question. But the sky is the limit for this individual, man, this young man. I mean, with Russell Wilson kind of putting him up underneath his wing and kind of showing him the ropes, I mean, he has potential to be one of the greats, honestly. He just has to keep getting better every year.
Kid's absolutely scary. That's Cliff Avril, 5 years with Detroit to start, 5 years with Seattle to finish, a Super Bowl ring and a Pro Bowler as well. Back in 2016, he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Now, Cliff, obviously Jadeveon Clowney came in last year, one-year deal. He only played, 13 games or so? He had some injury issues that hurt him at the end. But it still feels like he would have been a top free agent this offseason. It seems like his market is not there right now. Is it really just because of the injury issue, or what did you see up close with him?
Now, I'll tell you what. I've said this before. It's probably one of the most impressive three-sack seasons I've seen from a defensive end. You know, just the fact that he can just take over games. You know, most people think of that Sunday night game, or was it a Monday night game against San Francisco, where he literally – took over that game, you know, back hits in the backfield, touchdowns, sack fumbles, all the above, right? Everything as a D lineman that you want to hit, he did that in those game in that game, and he did that in a few other games as well. But at the end of the day, too, you know, if you don't watch the film, you only gauge it off numbers, right? You only gauge it off, oh man, he only had three sacks, but then you turn the film on, it's completely different. So I think that kind of hurt him a little bit, but also the fact, honestly, I think this coronavirus thing kind of threw his situation off a little bit as well, from the standpoint of just the question mark is injuries. That's always been the question mark with him. Well, usually you go get a physical before you sign one of these big deals. He can't necessarily do that at the moment. So yeah. I think that kind of plays a role as well as far as for why he hasn't been picked up or why he hasn't signed that big deal. And it's going to be probably Seattle that gets to get him for a little bit cheaper than what he would want, a little bit cheaper than they expected, because it's kind of, you know, well, we know what we got, you know, and for him it's more of a situation like, man, I got to go prove myself again
yeah.
Under these circumstances. So it's an interesting situation for him. I do think he will bounce back. I do think, you know, he had a heck of a season. It's just, can he stay healthy and try to cash out next year?
Yeah, but Cliff, let me drop this, because this is certainly the word on the street. I don't know if it's accurate, but this is the word on the street. Well, yeah, listen, Clowney, you know, he's a borderline star, and when he's on, he's on. But if you give him $80, $90, $100 million, maybe he just kind of takes it and goes to the penthouse and chills a little bit. Any fear about that? Is that accurate, honestly?
That's not a fair assessment. And the reason I say that's not a fair assessment, it's not like the man's broke.
That's true.
Like, he just got franchised last year. You know? So it's not like he's new to money, per se, or new to working hard to get more money, or whatever the case may be. So I don't think that's a fair assessment for him. I think the biggest thing is, can Clowney go get you double-digit sacks, right? You can see, clearly he's disruptive in the run game. Clearly, you know, he's disruptive after getting after quarterbacks. But can he get you more sacks? I think that's the only question mark, because he hasn't had double-digit sacks yet in his career. So that I think, is kind of what's slowing it up more so than anything. And then, again, I go back. I really believe this, him not being able to go get physicals to see these teams and for them to know, like, nobody's going to give you $100 million without going to check in and see how you're doing, especially mm-hmm. with you in and off of the injury, right?
So yeah.
I think that hurts him a little bit more than anything.
Okay. That's Cliff Avril. As I said a few times, first 5 years in Detroit. And, Cliff, I'm really curious how you answer this, because, you know, the Lion fans are phenomenal. And, you know, the stadium, Ford Field downtown, is awesome. But for whatever reason, and let's face it, you have to tie it to ownership. Come on, there's a direct correlation there. Let's call it mm-hmm. for what it is. You know, mm-hmm. at what point do they, or should they, move on from Stafford? I'm not saying he's the problem, but this has been over 10 years. They're trying to get this thing done, and it hasn't worked. What do the, if you ran the Lions, what would be your first big move?
Ooh, that's a good one. Way to put me in the hot seat. You know, I don't think I'd get rid of Staff. And this is me being his teammate for the first year, a few years of his career. And honestly, when you break down the film, Stafford has a rocket. Like, he can throw the mess out of that rock. He can get it anywhere to anybody. I just think it's collectively overall, they've never really surrounded him with that solid defense that's going to get after guys and get them off the field and then allow him to have – you know, some years he has a running game, and then they want to depend on the run game more than the passing game. Just having that well-balanced offense as well. You know, people will mention he had Calvin Johnson. Well, Calvin put up some crazy numbers when he was there, but we still couldn't win ball games because, you know, we had holes in the defense, or we didn't have a running game, so we had to strictly depend on a passing game. And as a pass rusher, if I know you can't run the ball and I get to just tee off on your quarterback, he's going to get some throws off. But he's gonna take a beating as well, and you see that kind of has been the case with Stafford and how beat up he's been over the last few years. But no, I don't think you get rid of Staff. I think you try to build a solid defense, because I do believe defenses win championships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Say,
that's what got me my championship, so I believe it.
That's right.
And just build a solid defense around him, and then allow him to go out there and execute with the playmakers that's on that team.
Okay. I think that's a great first step. Cliff, great spot, man. Always, man. Enjoy your intelligent commentary. Good conversation, man. Thanks for hopping on. Stay safe out there, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.